Blog Talk Radio.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
I come here tonight and plead with you.
Thank you.
Controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town.
Stop swinging. Dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent. Whenever you got a racial powder keg sitting in your lap, you're in more trouble than if you had an atomic powder keg sitting in your lap. When a racial powder keg goes off, it doesn't care who it knocks out the way. Understand this, it's dangerous. And in 1964, this seems to be the end. Because what can the white man use now to fool us? After he put down that macho in Washington, and you see all through that now, he tricked you as you marching down to Washington. Yes, as you marching back and forth between the feet of a dead man named Lincoln and another dead man named George Washington, singing, "We Shall Overcome." He made a chump out of him. He made a fool out of him. You think you were going somewhere and you end up going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They become disenchanted. They become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action. And in 1964, you see this young black man, this new generation, asking for the vote, ballot for the vote. That old Uncle Tom action is outdated. The young generation don't want to hear anything about the odds are against them. What do we care about odds? Here was first being founded. There were 13 colonies. The whites were colonized. They were fed up with this taxation without representation. Though some of them stood up and said, "Liberty or death." So I went to a white school over here in Mason, Michigan. The white man made the mistake of letting me read his history books. He made the mistake of teaching me that Patrick Henry was a patriot and George Washington wasn't nothing nonviolent about old Pat or George Washington. Liberty or death was what brought about the freedom of whites in this country from the English. They didn't care about the odds. Why, they faced the wrath of the entire British Empire. And in those days, they used to say that the British Empire was so vast and so powerful when the sun would never set on it. This is how big it was. Yet these 13 little scrawny states, tired of taxation without representation, tired of being exploited and oppressed and degraded, told that big British Empire, liberty or death. And here you have 22 million Afro-Americans, black people today, catching more hell than Patrick Henry ever saw. Until election time. You can't find them until election time.
they're going to feed our frustration. And this will only serve to make matters worse. I'm no politician. I'm not even a student of politics. I'm not a Republican, nor a Democrat, nor an American. I've got sense enough to know.
Democrats. Only 33
mind, and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you are not only a chump, but you are a traitor to your race. Try and pass the buck to the victory tracks. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you've developed political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a victory track is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. The structure of the government that controls this country is controlled by 16 senatorial committees and 20 congressional committees. Of the 16 senatorial committees that run the government, 10 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. Of the 20 congressional committees that run the government, 12 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. And they're going to tell you and me that the South lost the war.
Stipulation wherein whenever the ranks, the voting ranks of people in a certain district
the Constitution was enforced, why you wouldn't have a cracker in Washington, D.C.
Malcolm X, and he's talking about the bullet of the ballot. And what he said is so true today, and we have to wake up to that. And what he was saying, that right now in Texas, they're trying to take the vote. Something happened. Black went to the, for 2020. They changed the whole landscape of politically and for us to get to the next level.
And it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Oh, right there. It's a give thanks unto the Lord, because that's the energy that we bring on, read on.
Okay, and to sing praise unto the name, O Most High, to thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness and in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever.
Mm-hmm.
But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire upon my enemies, and mine ear shall hear that my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It stopped there, but it stuck down and scattered. The enemies are being scattered right now.
I feel the enemies have come up and come out the hole, the evil.
Yeah.
And now God is standing up, and we are learning from Dr. King, we're learning from Malcolm X, we're learning from our ancestors, that if we stay with God, we're going to overcome. Because that scripture says they're going to go away.
They'd be scattered. That's what it says, scattered. Mm-hmm. They said the wicked that rise up against me. This is my on verse 11. It says, my eye also see my desire on my enemy.
He said, my eye will see the desire on my enemy.
On the enemy, yeah.
Okay, read on.
And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me.
Now, your ears going to hear. That means you're going to hear the bad sound that's being rise against you. They're going to go away.
Yeah. And
with 21, this all is going on all over the land. This is happening.
Yes.
And it's showing us.
And what it's saying here is on verse 13, it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord. That means your soul.
Your
God,
faith.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
That's the heart.
That's the heart. It says, the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So we got to be right with God.
Whatever you're doing, you got to be right with God. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of...
Worship, hold it right there. Worship means that you worship God, you praise him. See, people don't worship God, and that's the problem. That the church is when you worship God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Dr. King, worship God, and as you worship God, things around you can't stay. Read on.
Yes. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, and the God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Now, remember, waters means people, human.
Yeah. God's voice is on many people.
On the people.
His voice is on many people. So, what that really means, justice. Go on.
After talking about the voice is on the waters, it says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
He makes them get like a calf, Lebanon and Syria, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. They said, son, divide the flames of fire. That's the power of sin. It didn't bring us fall again.
Yeah, just see, that, let you know, God is so powerful, he break all that up. And it's 2021 is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic for me. That means whatever we do, the voice of the Lord is going to endow us. If you decree a thing, God going to make that. I decree right now the stimulus going to come. You can't nobody stop it. I just decree that. I decree your money. He would have been 92 years old.
Yes.
I said 92 or 93, 90. You're 92 years old. Take that 9 and take that 2, and you work with it, it'll open up some doors.
92, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I remember this. He says, He might not be there when you get there. He might not be there.
Uh-huh.
The time is now, Bishop. The time is now.
I want people to know time is right now. Read Psalm 9 for me.
Psalm 9.
And after you read 9, you read 9 and go, just read 9 down to 21.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is 21 years.
Okay, we're going to read that one. And 9. Okay. I will praise thee, O God,
with my whole heart. That means body, mind, soul, and spirit. Nothing supposed to get in the place of you praising God. I'm talking about the God of the universe. I ain't talking about no man that steps out on the cross. I'm talking about the real God, the God of the wind or the water, the great God, the God of that made the creation. Read on.
Yes. I will show forth all of thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish.
Stop right there. Your enemies, whatever they might be, might be sickness, might be death, they're going to turn back and they're going to fall, and they're going to turn into dust where they come from. So you got to understand, when the spirit that's on you and me, you know that you are an anointed woman, anointed man, and you know you are a God man, you're a goddess, woman of God. When you speak some things, bam, you're healed. Cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, high blood, low blood, cancer, move, prostate, cancer in the brain, cancer in the liver, cataract, glory, hallelujah. Evil to take over the minds of men. God gonna move, even to tuck up the minds of families, breaking families, but the spirit of the Almighty God gonna move it and go past. Read on. Woo.
That's right. It says, okay, but thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou hast status in the stone, judge me right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever.
God said he moved the heathen name out of the books. So what the evil that's done in Washington today is going to be washed away. Those that engage in doing evil, killing and murder, their name is going to the dust, and it will never rise up. Only the righteous, if you got the righteous of God, right now, every door that's closed tonight, that closed today, God is prepping you. God is letting you see the enemy fighting each other. God is letting you see racism coming to a stop. He's showing you white supremacy. He's showing you lies on lies, and the lies going to die. Ain't going to be in the read on. Thank you.
It says here, O thou enemy, destruction shall come to a perpetual end. Hallelujah.
The enemy, all your evil, your lies, your fight, your block have ended. You got to say, this is it. It ended. It ain't no more. Because I'm climbing up the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain. I'm looking over. I'm claiming the promised land. I'm claiming what God promised Abraham, what God promised Jacob, what God promised your mama, your daddy, your ancestor, the promises of the Almighty God lay in the tomb of the ancestors. And the ancestors have rose up and said, this is the ancestors speaking. You get God, the ancestors still speak. Mama, daddy, somebody, they might be, they're not with you physical, but their spirit. They're waiting for this time to speak to you, man.
Break every chain. Break every chain, bitches. Break every chain. By your powerful mouth, that your word.
The word will change the world. And I will. I will say this. You got white folks, black folks, brown folks is living for God, and they're not gonna bow to wicked and evil. They're not gonna bow to power. Nothing but the power of the Almighty God.
Oh, thank you.
Read on.
Yes.
Come getting healed.
He says, then he says, God has destroyed cities. Their memorial is prepared with them.
God destroys cities that is wicked.
Yes.
See, this COVID-19 ain't no accident. God is destroying evil, wicked that come up on the earth. I'm not evil demons. What's going on now, not just Chicago, in the whole world, is evil. God is destroying it, and he's going to get his angel to come to clear the house up.
Yes.
Let's read on.
But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, and a refuge to times of trouble.
Those that are poor, those that are in trouble. When you're in trouble, you don't know. When you don't know where you're going to eat at. You don't know where you're going to sleep at. God is the refuge, man. You got to go back to God. You got to go back and lift your hands up and say, Lord, here am I don't know nothing. I got you give it to me. He's saying, I am it. You don't get nobody. This is it. If you come to me, whatever you need, whatever you want, you got it, but you got to ask for it. You ask not, you have not. And somebody right now, somebody we speaking to in the spirit, you know, I ain't seeing them, you ain't seen them, but this word we speaking going out in Astro. Help is on its way. Read.
Yes, Lord. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he makes his inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. For he forgetteth not the cry of the humble.
Mm.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Have mercy upon me.
My trouble, which I suffer them that hate me. Thou that lift me up from the gates of death.
I want you to stop right there. See, when it says have mercy upon me, we have been the hated people of the world. The black man been hated from the beginning. But all we got to holler, have mercy. And God gonna give mercy and give grace and favor. I want to say favor. You've been suffering with your business. You've been suffering with your children. The devil coming to earth, but I said mercy and favor. God gonna give favor quick, fast, and in a hurry. On this Martin Luther King week, favor coming. On the Martin Luther King week, they had a war at the city. They went to the gun to try to destroy a building, but you can't destroy the building in my heart. You can't destroy the love and the joy is in people's heart. I say, read.
Yes. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid in their own forsaken. Hallelujah.
Now all that crooked stuff is coming out in 2021. And the ditch been dug for us for a long time. But our mama and our grandfather, our ancestors, is putting her up out and looking and saying, all is well. Reach up for the moon.
If you
fall, you're going to fall on a high star anyway. So all is well. I was saying that to somebody. All is well right now. Not tomorrow. Now. Your healing is now. Your money is now. Your joy is now. Your love is now. But if you don't speak it, you can't have it. You got to say all is well, and I claim it. So you got to decree some things. Jeremiah decreed, and God said, I'm going to speak to your lips. I'm going to speak to your inner man. I'm going to speak to you. So you decree it. And what you have to do, you have to say it and keep saying it till it comes to pass. Read.
That's right. The Lord keep repeating, he says, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Hallelujah.
The wicked
shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, and let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight.
Let the heathen be judged in the sight of God, in the sight of you. Don't you see heathens coming out? People got positions, got money, but that ain't enough. They still want to prosecute the poor. They want to talk race hate. They won't talk about mass murder, but all them that throw that out is coming back to them. What goes around comes around 360 degrees. So what's up is down, and what's down is up. So what I'm telling you, God is God right now in 2021. You're going to see some miracles happen. You're going to see some breakthrough. You're going to see people going to the next level. All you got to do is hold on. Don't let nobody persuade you not to praise God. Don't let nobody praise you not to say, you're a man of God, I'm a woman of God, and I'm standing on it, and all is well. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. If I can get that to our young folks, if I can get that to our singles, and I'm telling you, God is going to turn some things.
Change gotta come. Today, tonight is healing night. We're getting ready for the great judgment. I'm gonna be. We're gonna deal with that God judgment on the world. God judgment on the world. And God got to do a great judgment on this world.
People vote, ain't never voted. Old folks, young folks, is I got to go vote. Where that come from? That come from the ancestors. That come from your great-grandma. Refuse to let them vote. Because we're not going to be refused to vote in 2020 going into 21. Read.
Then, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
My. He has gave us to, now let me break that down for people that don't know. That means to move witchcraft, magic, all the evil that have been perpetrated on black folks, and brown folks, and red folks. What I'm saying, that was a evil spirit had come to destroy the murder. I can't even mention all the murder that went on with black folks and brown folks. They brought us over here and murdered us. They murdered us before we got over here. And still the murder is still going on. But God had put us over all that. Read. Now listen to this.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen.
Stop right there. This is what Jeremiah said. God said, what you see, Jeremiah? He said, I see almond tree. And God said, you're looking good. And what that means, this year is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic. So you're going to see some things. You're going to hear some things, and you're going to rebuke some things in your personal life, in your family life, in your business life, and those that are poor are going to be rich, those are going to be indoors. God is going to pour out his blessing. He's telling Jeremiah, what you see? And I'm asking you, what do you see? You know, you got to go back to your ancestors. You got to go back to grandma, great-grandma, go back to your mother's mother, and say, I got to talk to grandma, I got to pray. And because he asked, what do you see? And you've got to be able to see a read on.
Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou?
Now, he came the first time, God came to Jeremiah, God coming to you. That's the first time. This is what he said the second time he came to Jeremiah.
What seest thou? And I said, I see a feeding pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north earth, an evil shall break forth.
Out of this pot you see from the north, evil come out. People from Europe. Those people are evil. Read on. Go ahead on.
And evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land.
Now, he was saying, this is the evil that we see. Who was in the White House? It wasn't no black folks fighting black folks. It was white folks fighting the evil, fighting the good. All white folks ain't bad, but the evil from the north comes to take over a power struggle. And if people can't see the warlocks and witches, something wrong with it. And he told Jeremiah, what do you see in this pot that's coming from me? He said, pot. That means a spirit. Read on. Just some heavy stuff. Good God Almighty.
For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom of the Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one to throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities.
He said, I'm going to call the good folks of the north to master the ones that's trying to come in the kingdom. Who's trying to come in the White House? Those evil folks. But he's, I'm sending some folks that some families live there. That's going to stay, ain't going to let you come into the White House and tear it up. See, that evil Shabbat trying to tear it up. But God said, Jeremiah, I'm going to send some people from the same color they are, ain't going to let it happen. Read on.
And